This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. When I tell clients that Donald Trump can nix NAFTA without going through Congress, I've gotten a common response. Oh, that surprised them. They expected Congress to buffer him, not on trade. He can do most things on trade without an act of Congress. Donald never promised the ag sector anything on trade. He promised to reduce our regulation, but everything he promised on trade was contrary to the interest of ag exports. Now, if this doesn't go well, and I don't see how it can with Mexico and China, there will be a great risk ahead for the ag sector on top of the strong dollar. Donald promised to help blue-collar workers with tariffs and by renegotiating trade agreements. If ag exports are collateral damage in the process, the constituency that elected him, blue-collar workers, will get a bonus of $2 a pound hamburger and 99-cent pork chops, as they will have to eat all the meat that we can't export. There are different scenarios as to how this will go with Mexico, but one would be for the Trump team to send Mexico their list of trade demands. Mexico tells them off. President Trump then sends them the 6-month notice canceling NAFTA, and then the real negotiation begins. Will they continue to be our number one corn and pork buyer in the interim? What do you think? Donald confirmed that he will be sending the TPP participants notice of our withdrawal. Literally a day later, Beijing issued a statement looking to fill the void that we will leave by pushing to finish its alternative to TPP, which is a 16-nation regional economic partnership. They will be setting the trade rules for the region because we pulled away. Some, like Senator John McCain, who were most alarmed over the demise of TPP, were not focused so much on trade, but on the geopolitical ramifications to foreign policy. As we pull back from Asia, China seeks advantage in expanding its influence. Trade tightens the relationships and protectionism does the opposite. China touts that they are moving forward with regional trade liberalization, tying the region more closely together while we withdraw. This will ultimately cost the U.S. economy. It's a strategic mistake on multiple levels. As to the market reaction to the demise of TPP, you can't lose something you never had. The prospects for ratifying TPP have been remote for some time, so Donald's formal withdrawal simply ties up the loose end. The soy oil market soared with the approval of the EPA biodiesel mandate. Like earlier in the year, funds have again been buying the soybean complex despite dubious fundamental reasons. One would think that given our surging carryover, odds for a higher soybean yield still in the final report, and no crop threat yet with the market buying more acres in South America, that it would slow buyers down. Didn't stop them before. It will go on as long as the technicals support it. The big risks are the South American crop outcome, a strong dollar, and trade repercussions. You're listening to the Comstock Report. The reversal of globalization is going to increase the angst and disagreement resulting in trade disputes and skirmishes. This will truly be big league. The high in the U.S. dollar index since 1967 was struck near 164 in 1985, corresponding with the low in the ag depression of the 1980s. Dollar strength was a component of the devastated U.S. economy. Dollar and commodity markets trend opposite of one another. They can diverge for a period of time, but such divergences don't last. This is a very important crop in South America, with the whole world grain and soy trading community focused on when the crop can be considered made so that there's another source of corn and soy supply other than the United States. Companies around the world will be developing strategies that gain them some independence from the U.S. as a supply source of critical commodities. Confidence in the U.S. as a reliable supplier, something that it has taken decades since Jimmy Carter's Russian grain embargo to repair, is now being put into question again by the extreme protectionist rhetoric heard from both U.S. political parties during the election. TPP is dead, and that may be the least of our problems. Any U.S. business that relies heavily on exports for its revenue is now under great uncertain risk. There was no inflation in the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner. The Farm Bureau has been tracking the cost of a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people, and they say it fell 24 cents to $48.87. They say the cost of milk, pumpkin pie, celery, and carrots fell. Most of the savings was in the turkey, which cost $22.74, down 1.3% from last Thanksgiving. Now, if they had just bought that ham for $3.99 a pound, they would have gotten the turkey for free here. Consumers have low food prices to be thankful for. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.